ever tried watching your athlete's game from anywhere in the world? With Replayer, you actually can. I had a friend watch his son's game live from his flight. My son watched a live game from the car while we were driving up the California coast. It doesn't matter where you are, grandparents across the country, cousins on the other side of the world, teammates who just moved away, set up the camera, hit go live, and everyone with a link is right there on the sideline. Live streaming is free. Unlimited games, unlimited teams, unlimited users. No complex tiers. Everyone gets access. And forget waiting hours for footage. I recorded a 60-minute game, and it was ready in 5 minutes. Players were clipping highlights on the ride home. One camera, made in the USA, unlimited everything. If you never want to miss those moments, head to replayer.com. The link is in the show notes. Hey soccer friends, I just want to give a shout out to our partner, TeamPlayer. They are changing the game on how you find the perfect soccer team for your player. Parents, this means no more endless social media scrolling to find information on teams. With TeamPlayer, everything you need to know is just a few clicks away. It's simple, straightforward, and lets you find the best coach and team for your player without any of the usual headaches. And coaches, we all know how tough it can be to get your team noticed, but when you subscribe to one of TeamPlayer's team plans, you instantly get access to set up an online team profile that allows you to reach more potential players and showcase what your team is all about. It's super easy and lets players and parents see why your team could be the right fit for them. And if you sign up using the promo code PITCH, you can try any team plan free for 1 month. So whether you're managing a team or searching for one, come on over to www.teamplayer.us. That is TeamPlayer.us. And come give TeamPlayer a look.
Family-owned Soccer Innovation is your go-to source for top-quality equipment. Whether you're a player, a supportive family member, or a dedicated coach, they have everything you need to elevate your game. For players, their innovative equipment are designed to boost your skills and performance on the pitch. From their agility cones to their portable goals, they have you covered. And family members, they offer durable equipment that's built to last because we know your support is critical to your player. Coaches, trust me, they can provide the equipment you need to run effective training sessions and shape the next generation of soccer players. Visit Soccer Innovations at soccerinnovations.com to start elevating your game with them.
And if you use the code PITCH, P-I-T-C-H, you can receive up to 10% off your next order.
Hello and welcome back to Chat by the Pitch. This is Ian Babcock, your host. I have a bonus episode this week, folks. It is with the Texas Outlaws GM, Brad. Now, Brad sat down and chatted with me about the upcoming game this weekend. So let's start this chat and head to the pitch.
My name is Brad Namdar. I'm the sporting director and general manager of the Texas Outlaws. We're an MASL team, Major Arena Soccer League, so it's indoor soccer. Our team is in the playoffs right now, so we have a game coming up on April 6th. That's Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Mesquite Arena. So we're excited about that. We're excited to go to the playoffs. It's my first year here, so we're ready to get after it. We got playoffs.
Awesome. So now, do you have a – I'm assuming since you're a GM for soccer, do you have a soccer pedigree then?
A soccer pedigree background? Absolutely. I grew up in North Texas. I played club soccer like everybody else, right? Growing up playing with different teams and from Andromeda to Texans. I'm now in 89. So I knew it's kind of funny because a lot of the club coaches used to play for the Sidekicks back in the day and get to meet them and all that good stuff. So did that. I played college football at Texas Tech and SMU as a field goal kicker and punter. And at that time, I also became the Estagio, which is a coaching apprentice for FC Dallas, directly under Shels Hyman and Oscar Pineja when he was with the academy. Yeah, so I got lucky with that opportunity to go over there and learn from two legendary coaches. Then after that, just always wanted to coach, right? I was SMU director of operations for men's soccer. I was also working with high school prep schools at St. Mark's School of Texas. So I was always in soccer. I loved coaching. I was coaching in college. I took a step back, went to the private sector, started my own decor company. And then a few years later, I got called by Michael Hitchcock about the Denton Diablos needing a GM. And this was right after the World Cup. It had been so many years. And I decided, why not? And I jumped in and was a GM for them for their season. And then did a decent enough job to have a few teams interested in me from different countries. And I decided to go and take the Outlaws job and take it on straight on. So it was pretty cool. It's pretty crazy how fast it all worked together.
That's awesome. So that's a pretty cool that you actually got to play American football as a punter and kicker. And then you're also very heavily involved in what we all love to call football.
Yeah. It was cool. It's definitely cool. You know, I was playing in the youth national team when you're playing club growing up, and it's just totally different back then than it is now. I mean, there's so many different leagues and levels and teams and structures and stuff. It was a lot more condensed back then to where it was just Classic 1 and Classic 2. That was your main two. I think they added Classic 3 towards like my sophomore year of high school. But it was just, that was it. And everyone would strive to go to be in Classic 1. That was the main division and stuff. So it changed a bunch, but it was cool. I think that soccer pedigree, like you said, football, but also business, international trade and commerce, small business management, budget allocations, things like that, also helped me a lot with becoming a GM as well, because it's not just on the field, it's 99% off the field that you have to focus on.
Right. It's all the actual business side. It's just,
yes,
it is the drive to want the other side. Like I know a lot of coaches that will tell me over the years that I've been talking to them is that eventually they have to give up playing and have to figure out what they want to do next. And
right.
And be the adult in the world. And it's either coaching or having a 9-to-5 type job and then coaching on top of it. It's trying to find the happy medium. So that's really cool that your soccer resume is really, really, to me, it's impressive. I mean, I'm just sitting here as a parent learning. Mm-hmm. Now, as you're moving into this new role, this is your first season with the Outlaws. So did you guys have a good feeling for the season coming into it? I know that beginning of the season, there was a lot of signings and across the league. I honestly can't tell you who signed who and when and all that other information. But did you guys have a good feeling coming into the season, or was this kind of for you kind of rebuilding? I mean, I know Tattoo and Segu and the assistant coach has been there for some time now. But you guys shut down during COVID and just started up this past season, or last season was your first season back?
So, I can't remember. So the first year that they competed was 2019 and 2020. They shut down through COVID. They came back in 2022 to 2023, and they made the playoffs the last game of the year. And yes, they've had the same coaching staff, which is an awesome coaching staff to have, as Tattoo, Nick Stavro, and Sagu. And all legends of the game in their own right, all have vast amount of experience. And so then this last year that I'm here now, someone calls us redshirt freshmen or redshirt sophomores. I like that terminology, because the first year, because COVID, they didn't come back to the following year. Then they came back 2022 to 2023. And then here we are again, 2023 to 2024. And I was made the GM in August of 2023. So with the season starting in December. And so it was not a lot of time, but you're correct. Coming in, we did have a rebranding. It was a marketing thing, but also something that I felt was important was to give an identity to the team that I thought accurately reflects who we are, constituency and areas that we're at, which is the state of Texas. Ownership and our stakeholders like that a lot. So we took that, we ran with it. We knew we have phenomenal players, the most amount of players out of any other MASL team that has players on the U.S. men's national futsal team, which is also something that we're very proud of. And then off the field, the amount of community service that we've done, outreach events, making sure our front office is attainable, working alongside our sponsors and supporters and really growing that base has been really fun this year for us to grow and watch it grow and hopefully, like I said, sustain it and grow it even more. So it was pretty much ready and fire, get after it. The ownership trusted me enough to say, okay, let's see what you can do. And my front office staff, I can't say enough good things about them, because they came in and believed in a plan and we were able to execute it.
I'll be honest. I hear a lot of positive things about the Outlaws and how you guys are very heavily in the community. This is not talking to people that have been at your matches, or it is people just talking to soccer in general and encouraging people to go watch indoor soccer this year. And the one thing I keep on hearing is how well you guys have been in the community, promoting the team, and actually being part of a community that you're serving, which is where you guys are playing out of, which is phenomenal because you don't hear that too often. I feel it's just every now and then, but it goes beyond what your social media posts have. It is the actual people are now recognizing that the fan base is growing because of that. I personally think because that was one thing someone said their kid had. You guys were at their school at one point in time, and now they have gone to several games. So it's very cool seeing how your works are actually turning into something for people coming to watch you guys play. And I just have to give you guys credit where credit's due. And that's very impressive as someone, as a parent and someone that likes this beautiful game that we all love watching. Now with the playoffs here now, so you guys clinched it 4 games ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So we were able to clinch the playoffs exactly 4 games ahead of the schedule. So we clinched the playoffs 4 games ahead, which I thought was great. The team thought was great. I think that our coaching staff, I mean, anytime you're organization and you're 4 games ahead, you make the playoffs, it's an accomplishment. It means we did better than we did last year on the field, where it was up to the last game. But at the same time, I've said this once and twice, 3, 4 times in interviews, winning is not enough in this industry. It's not. It's not enough. You have to do, like you were alluding to earlier, the community outreach. You have to ensure that you're attainable and accessible. We've done events from Cleburne, Texas, even helping kids out over there, and with our sponsors too. We're doing events at Mesquite ISD, Richardson ISD, Garland ISD, Dallas ISD. There's just so many things that we've done that, like you said, has helped us grow the fan base and has helped us grow an identity, because there's 254 counties in the state of Texas. Since we did the name change and stuff, we've been to quite a few of them, not all 254. We are looking to grow the fan base, like I said. And so it's a lot of fun, but community outreach for sure. We look at North Texas as our direct community, but the whole state of Texas is our backbone fan base. And it's been cool to watch it grow. We've had fans from Lubbock come over here, Paso. It's been pretty cool to see that kind of growth. As we head to the playoffs, we're hoping to get that whole turnout.
I think you will. I can honestly say, following social media for indoor soccer, MASL. I think I got it right that time.
Right.
There's a lot of chatter on the national Facebook page and talking about how you all have done this season and how much people were shocked. And I look at your roster. I'm like you said, you have quite a few players that play on the national football team. So I feel like that gives you the edge, and that they came back the next season after last season and still want to be here. And I'm playing with you guys, that says a lot about the culture you guys have created there. How are you guys feeling moving into the playoff season? I know that you don't want to jinx anything, but there's confidence you have to have going into that. So how are you guys feeling moving into this playoffs beginning? Well, and explain it maybe a little bit more. Is it a one game knockout or is it a multi-game knockout?
So it's 2 games. You got a home and an away, and it's an aggregate, right? Whoever does best between the two. And if it's tied, then you have a 15-minute mini game. So it's interesting. I've never participated in one. This is my first playoff game too, which will be Saturday. So it's going to be everything that fans are experiencing for the first time, I'm experiencing for the first time as well. So with being in a professional indoor soccer playoff league, I think that you're right. The national team players we have coming back, it's good. It shows that we have quality players. We have quality talent. There's quality people who want to play here. But there's also so many other players that aren't on the national team who are just as important. And there's a lot of things that you see on game day that there are people who are absolutely instrumental to the success of our program that you don't get to see running on the field, from the front office to the staff of the arena to the sponsorship and stakeholders, our ownership. A lot of people built it up to where we are. We have that platform to be able to put players to get a good look to get on the national team. Re-signing them is great, and them coming back is great. When I say them, I refer to players on the entire team, but also at the same time, we're proud of all of our players. I mean, we got guys that aren't on the national team that are phenomenal. Vinny Dantes is a veteran that I mean, I'm very proud of him. He does such a good job, such a good leader in the locker room. I think that people without instrumental players too that aren't on the national team, those guys, I mean, Vinny's got fans from Tyler, Texas. He drives 2 hours here and 2 hours back every time for a training session. I love seeing fans from Tyler come out to watch. So it's been really cool to watch it grow. And heading into the playoffs, we'd like to make it a really good experience because we're playing home first, and then we're going to go to their house on the 8th. So they're going to play us here on the 6th, and then we go to San Diego on the 8th. So we're going to look to have a good atmosphere.
No, I will say, like, you do have a lot of players, like you said, on the national team. But yeah, I feel like your the players on the pitch that you guys have are phenomenal. It's been fun to watch. I'm going to say it wrong. Twitch?
Yeah, Twitch. Yep, that's right.
Twitch. On Twitch. And it's fun watching it on there. I have it on my phone, so every time I get a chance, I'll log in and watch a previous game or whatever I have access to at the moment. Go look for clips on YouTube. And it's fun watching all your players because they all are... I feel like they gel well. It's like watching a fine-tuned machine moving up and down the arena when you guys are playing. So it's great to watch and great to see so many different players and the age range. And that's what, as a parent coming into this, you look at the pro soccer or outdoor soccer around the world, the ages are normally, the average age is below 30. And if you look at MLS Next Pro, the average age is about 22, or not even 22, I think 21 is the average league age. Mm-hmm. And then you get to indoor soccer, and these men are just playing this game up until their mid-30s even, and maybe even older. And it's fun to watch because you can see the years of experience actually being used, and it's not just a physical game. It's a mental game when it comes to, in my opinion, as an indoor game.
Yeah, it's mental, but it's also a lot of technical and tactical awareness too. Keeping players healthy throughout the year with any team is a challenge. In our game, it's so fast. It's a lot of goals. It's very quick. And so you do have veterans and people who take care of themselves. They can stay in the league for a long time and do well. So it's good for the younger guys too, because we've got young guys here that are in their early 20s that are doing remarkable things for us. And the indoor game keeps growing. So yeah, the age range is wide, but the quality range doesn't decrease, which is the fun part of it. So that's also what's kind of fun about the indoor game, is the experience you have on the field can outweigh young person. Or I've seen many times, and I'm not picking on any teams, I may get in trouble for saying this, but I see a lot of times teams will sign pro players that are outdoor and that were former big time outdoor players and this and that. And then it doesn't necessarily transcend to the indoor game, right? It's because it's different between the two. It takes time to get used to it. It takes time to understand how the game flows. And we've played against teams that have phenomenal outdoor players that are very well known, and we beat them. And we've beaten them because our guys have the experience of the indoor guys. We have a good coaching staff. We also have a good team. So that's the other thing, is that understanding that it is very much a technical, tactical game. It's also a lot different than outdoor goes. So you can't just get a bunch of outdoor players and toss them in and say, all right, we're going to win the league. It doesn't work that way.
No. It's no different than taking players from around the world and playing them here in the United States in the MLS. It's not the same as Liga One or the English Premier League or anywhere else. So I get that side of it. So you guys will have one game here, one game there. The time is this Saturday at 7:05 p.m. Central Time. And the game on the 8th is when?
The game on the 8th, I believe, is going to be 5:30 their time. That's going to be 7:30 our time, but I got to double check on that one too for you guys. Make sure that you keep up with our social media at Texas Outlaws, and we'll be able to let you guys know. We're also going to have a watch party. There's also a Twitch watch party that they're working on, all that good stuff. And so forgive me, I don't know the time away, but I'm just worried about home right now.
Yes, no, you have to play one game at a time. You can't think too far in the future. And we'll link everything to that in the social media posts for this and the post for the episode on the podcast, so everyone can have access to that information so they can actually watch this game. And if they're here locally, they can go out and watch the match. And if they're, when you guys are away, they can watch it online. So building up to this game, so how much farther will your season go after how do I phrase this? If you guys are successful in the next round, in this round that we're moving into, how much longer is that goes into the quarterfinals, or is that the finals from here? How does the playoffs work?
Yeah, we have a few more games after that, right? You have a conference finals, and then there's two conferences, East and West, and the champions of the conferences will then take each other on, right? So the top four teams advance to the playoffs of each conference. So first place fourth, second place third, the winner between those two will play against each other, and then those winners will then play in the finals. So it's pretty hot, it's pretty heavy, it's a hectic game schedule, but that'll go until April, mid-April, and then it's the off season, and players will then it all starts all over again. You got to get everything ready again for the next season and grow and stuff. So we're looking to grow the community. We're looking to grow within North Texas. We have to make sure that we are also engaging in some new exciting initiatives that'll be announced pretty soon that we've been working pretty hard on. And I can't wait to be able to announce those things soon.
Awesome. Where can we find tickets and price? If we want to go buy tickets for this week's game on Saturday, where can we find tickets to go purchase them? And where can we find your social media links at?
So all of our social media links are at Texas Outlaws FC. So you can find us on Twitter, you can find us on Instagram, you can find us on Facebook, you can find us on TikTok. And then you can go to our website, or you can go to the Mesquite Arena's website, and it'll have it on there, the Sidekicks game, the Soccers versus Us. And it's on there as a link. You can pick your seat, you can pick your section. If you go on our website or the Mesquite Arena's website, you'll be able to find it. And if you find us on social media, there's going to be hyperlinks to post to buy tickets, click here. So it's going to be pretty hard not to find where you can buy tickets if you research us.
Now, anything you'd like to share that for this weekend that fans can bring or wear that is special for the match? Or is it just come as you are and celebrate the Outlaws, cheer on the Outlaws?
Yeah, no, it would be this. I would tell everyone to come. You can buy, we're having a huge apparel sale right now online where you can buy Outlaws merch at crazy discounts. And I think it's cool to get it and then be able to come to the game. But at the same time, just come out, enjoy the atmosphere, cheer for us. And you're going to see something really cool and something that you say, okay, wow, I didn't know this was a great product. If you haven't been here already, we're going to have a lot of vendors and a lot of sponsors, and a lot of promotions and a lot of fan activations. Like last time you were at our game, you saw I have even more than that this game. So it's going to be a lot, and we're going to need everyone cheering us on because San Diego is a tough opponent. And so we're just going to do everything we can to win that game. So we need everyone's support.
I love hearing that. It's great to hear that you guys have interactions with the fans, and I will honestly say going to one of your matches and been to several pro matches in the Metroplex on many different sports, including soccer, I will have to say you guys are very interactive with your fan base, and it's very nice to see how everyone's constantly involved. I know that you were constantly involved when we were there, and I know that you have other people that were involved in helping keeping the fan energy up, and the environment there is very casual. I think that might be the best word to describe it. It's not, I wouldn't call it business. It's a very casual feeling. It's a very welcoming environment to be in. And I don't think you get that too often at too many.
It's called Texas hospitality. That's all it is. Our rodeo is your rodeo. Our house is your house. Welcome to Texas.
And Texas hospitality goes a long way. And being there and watching, that's what I'm looking for. I'll use Dallas Cowboys. I feel like it's very business there, and coming to your match made me feel very welcomed and wasn't pressure. It was just a good relaxed time to watch a game. The fans were loud and it was nice to see. And as someone that loves this game, has grown to love it, it's fun to be being in that environment and feeling very welcoming, even though it was our first match to be there.
Perfect. That's what we're supposed to do at the end of the day. Well, I can't tell you, Mr. Rappel, how much I appreciate your time and interviewing us and supporting us and coming out to a game, because that's how you grow, is fans and coming out and experiencing it. And then they tell their buddies, and we push as much as we can, but we can't do it without people like you. So I want to also thank you for coming out.
No, thanks for having us. I mean, it was a very great experience. Any information you'd like to share? And
www.texasoutlaws.com. You can find us on social media, Texas Outlaws FC. Follow us online, sign up for our newsletter. We'll look to make sure to get you involved and keep you informed.
everyone. I hope you all have enjoyed this week's episode of Chat by the Pitch. Brad was a great guest to come on and chat with me this week and share about the Outlaws upcoming weekend match. So please go check them out. If you're looking for tickets, please go to www.texasoutlaws.com to go find your tickets for this week's match. Hey everyone, if you guys have enjoyed this podcast, have enjoyed what I've been trying to do, the messages that I'm putting out there, please give me some ratings, some stars on all the podcast sites that you listen to this on. Give me a review, share this, share with others. The more I can make this grow, the more I can continue doing this. I'm really trying to make a difference in our soccer community. So I hope you guys have enjoyed all this. And until next time, I'll see you at the pitch.